Blog Talk Radio.
I know everybody flow differently, so she's just trying to figure out how she flow. I can't even tell you how she flow. You just have to, you see how she do at church, so just kind of. And she's almost 10 times worse when she's out in public, so. I ain't no better.
You know. So we're ready to go. Ready to go live.
All righty.
All good. 5, 4, 3, 2. I mean, you can start sharing.
Right.
I don't see it.
I don't see it yet.
Good.
On the prophet's table.
Okay, now I do. It just went up.
Maybe it takes a while to get on the prophet's table.
Mm-mm, it's there now. It took a minute. Turn your volume down. Are you going to be ringing during my?
Well, grace and peace, beloveds. Welcome to the Prophet's Table. I am your host, amen, the son of Blue Fire, Prophet Russell Taylor, and my lovely co-host,
Pastor Sheila Taylor.
And we would like to say thank you so much for joining us on today at the Prophet's Table, and we're so excited that you're here with us, and we do ask that you will please swipe, share, invite, tag someone in, because today we're going to have an awesome time. We're going to spend some time with you. We're going to pray with you, pray for you, but most of all, we're going to talk about miracles, signs, and wonders, and my wife is going to have pretty much the flow on this tonight, on today rather, and so I'm going to chime in or what have you, but I am so excited in what God is getting ready to say. So we want you to please take time, share, invite, tag someone in to let them know that their miracle is on the way. Matter of fact, their miracle is already here. And so we just want you to know it's not what you're going through, but it's where you're going to. And I'm telling you on today that you are going higher and you're going deeper in the Lord, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what obstacle may come your way. We just know that God is still on the throne, and he is singing about your needs. He's singing about your situation as we are speaking to you right now. So please be encouraged. Let this word of life take you, amen, to another place in him. And I'm telling you, you will see miracles, signs, and wonders, because it's only going to happen. It's only going to be able to be produced if you believe God. Amen. So before we go any further, we want to pray. I'm going to open up in prayer and what have you, and we're going to flow from there, okay? So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for what we're about to experience. And we say thank you, oh God. Father, we pray, God, that you will continue to hide us behind the cross, oh God, that we may not be seen, but you'll be seen and you'll be glorified. Yes. And we thank you, God, because you will allow these words to come out our mouth, oh God, that we will not be in the flesh, but we will continue to be in the spirit. Yes. And we thank you now for miracles, signs, and wonders will be produced through this live, oh God. Bodies will be healed. People will be made whole, oh God. And we think that the glory will fill their house, oh God. The glory will fill the hospital room. The glory will fill their car, oh God. We thank you now, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever this live is going, wherever it may be, oh God, we give you glory. We give you glory and we give you praise, oh God, for what you're about to do and for what you have already done. And we say thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen. And thank God. Amen. So for those of you who are just tuning in, we say welcome, welcome, welcome to the prophet's table. And we, again, we are so excited. Amen. I'm Prophet Russell, the son of Blue Fire, and my lovely wife, Pastor Sheila Taylor, the voice of intercessor. And we thank you so much for joining with us. Amen. So please swipe, share, tag someone in, let them know that we are live. Amen. And if you want to, please also, if you're on the prophet's table page, we do ask that you will subscribe to this page, amen. Subscribe to this page because it's going to be some great insight. Some things will be coming forth. You'll be able to watch the lives and replays and all that stuff. You will get notification. Hit the notification button that as soon as we go live, you will automatically know that we're live. So you will be pretty much the first to know at the same time, amen. So we would like to say thank you for that, amen. So please share this page. Let people know that we have this prophet's table page, and we are here. Amen. So again, today we're going to talk about miracles, signs, and wonders. So go ahead, Pastor Sheila.
Well, greetings you all. I'm so glad you joined us. Today we are hearing so much, especially in the kingdom arena, about miracles, signs, and wonders. We're decreeing miracles, signs, and wonders. We're believing God for miracles, signs, and wonders. And we need miracles, signs, and wonders. And we are asking God to do these things, but we need to know that the belief has to be there. We must believe that miracles, signs, and wonders can occur. The Smith Wiggles back in the day, there was Smith Wigglesworth, and you did that study.
Mm-hmm.
There are the Catherine Kuhlman and other what we would call healers.
Amen. A.N. Allen and,
right.
and all of these great men and women of God. Even I do believe too, not to cut you off,
no,
but I do believe too that the founder of the Church of God in Christ,
yes.
Mason,
right.
was a Bishop Mason was a powerful person. God bless you, Thomas Rouse. Amen. Thank you so much for joining. Amen. Was one of the pioneers as well in that movement of seeing miracles, signs, and wonders. And I remember even growing up studying, amen, Catherine Kuhlman and A.A. Allen and Smith Wigglesworth and Bishop Mason and a host of others, amen, ones that operate and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, and just the insight. So you get a chance. Please take time and study the pioneers, the pillars of miracles, signs, and wonders.
Right, and the reason that I mentioned that, we saw a lot of miracles occurring during that time because the belief system was there. People were desperate, and they truly believed God. They believed that the miracles and signs and wonders would occur. Still modern day, we still have people that believe. I believe, my husband believed, many of you believe, but there are many that don't, and I'm not talking about what we would call the world or sinners. I'm talking about right in the church, right in what we call the church, the kingdom of God. The belief, believing in God has been limited, believing in the miracle, that miracle still can be produced. Sure, we'll say we may request prayer for certain conditions, but is that belief system truly there that healing is going to take place, that things are going to change, that miracles are going to occur? And I know that we don't see the volume because the belief has diminished, but God is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He is never changing. His word remains the same. He is the same God that sent his
yes.
only begotten Son, that whomsoever should believe in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. He's the same God that had that resurrecting power to resurrect Jesus from the dead. He's the same power that heals. That's
yes.
the same power that heals. And he wants us to take part in that. It's not for just the saints of old. It's
right.
not for just in Jesus' day, because he wants us. He said, greater works we should do. And these signs shall follow those that believe. And if we refer to Mark 16, 15 through 20, which I'll be reading. 15 reads, "And he said unto them, Go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover."
Wow.
They shall recover.
Mm-hmm.
It can happen if we believe. And I am just really praying and seeking God that not only you, that I see in our ministry and take part in more miracles, signs, and wonders, because he told us that we could do greater works. He told us that we had to believe. And if we're believing God for these things, then we should be seeing more of it.
Amen. And even speaking about the greater works, don't you know even what the forefathers, the pillars have done back in the old, you know, that means that we're going to do greater than what they did.
Amen.
And part of the greater is getting the word out there, encouraging the people to come and start believing. We have to enhance and encourage the people that God is still a miracle worker. And it will be brought, it may not be brought by all of your hands, but it could be brought by your faith.
Amen.
Because God may not use your hands, but he will use your faith.
Mm-hmm.
When we came into the new year of 2020, the Lord told me that this was the year of us operating in our measure of faith. And as we operate in the measure of faith, he also said that that measure of faith will explode, that measure of faith will grow, and then some of us will be able to go into that place called the supernatural faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact of the matter is, you know, don't worry about what level of faith you own, as long as you operate in the faith.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, if you start operating in your measure, that measure will grow to a different type of faith. There's levels operate in. And I know from a little boy, I believed in miracles, and I still do believe in miracles. I have seen blinded eyes open. I have seen people literally legs grow out, foot grew out, shortness of the foot grew out to normal, and cancer, people been healed from cancer from an early age. I seen that, and it sparked something inside of me. I was preaching. The Lord called me to preach at the age of 16 years old. I did my first sermon at the age of 17 years old. See, back then, when you went and told your pastor that you was called to preach, they just didn't put you up there. My pastor didn't. He gave us a year. He gave us a year to study, to prepare, amen, everything that we need to prepare so when we get up, we will be ready. Now, was I good at what I was doing at that time? No. But I had a desire. Prophetess Caldwell talked about last night. I don't want to get off track, but she talked about the passion and the desire. There's a big difference of a passion and the desire. Realize this, that your passion can run out, but your desire should be an everlasting burning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so let's get back on track. God bless you, Sister Diamond. God bless you, Brother Stokes. I see you. Elder Robin Smith, God bless you. Bless you, woman of God. Sister Kelly, God bless you. Everyone, thank you so much. Bishop, thank you so much for joining again. Thank you for sharing. Everybody, I need for y'all to share. Tag, because we're talking about miracles, signs, and wonders. And don't you know that even in this season, I know people are tired of hearing the word pandemic, but guess what? I believe God did not create this, but I believe God has allowed this to happen for such a time as this, and that he's using this for his glory. Don't you know that miracles, signs, and wonders even in this pandemic, it's being things are happening that our natural eyes cannot believe, that our natural minds cannot believe. But people who actually have had the COVID-19 have been healed, have been delivered, have been set free, have been made whole from this. That's what you call miracles, signs, and wonders.
Absolutely.
And so getting back to what you were saying, Pastor Sheila, you were saying about believing. We got to first believe that miracles, signs, and wonders first still happens, and first that secondly, that it will be able to operate through us rather than be through our hands or through our faith. Okay, so First John chapter 4, 16 says, and this is coming from the NASB version, it says, we have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. We have to realize this, that the love of God covers a multitude. Don't you know that the love of God is a form of a miracle? Don't you know the love of God? Listen, when he died on the cross, he loved us. Hello, somebody. So that's a miracle right there all by itself, that the love of God can heal and deliver and set you free.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I want to thank Sister Karen Lewis for joining and Prophetess Erin Jones. Just looking at Sister Karen, she posted on Facebook, I believe it was yesterday, about her miracle. She was in the hospital for days. It didn't look like that she was going to recover, but God performed a miracle.
Wow.
In her life. She suffers from sickle cell, and I'm not telling her business because she did post it public, and I have known this woman of God for many years. Her mother and my mother are best friends, and God, I've known from time to time how she's experienced different things with sickle cell, but this time it really took a toll on her body, as she testified on Facebook, and how God moved, God turned that thing around, and now she is back at the work, doing the work of the Lord. So we give God the glory for that. In our own life, we've seen, in our own family, we've seen,
yes,
miracles. You are certainly a walking, living testament of God's, just his ability to heal. Even first in our marriage, we weren't married a year, and my husband had suffered a grand mal seizure that was very, very, it was extensive, and they told me they didn't know if he was going to recover. They didn't know if he was going to be brain dead, because the seizure just kept going on and on and on. He was seizing at the house, then he passed out, and then we got, God allowed them to let me ride in the ambulance, and that doesn't happen all the time. But, and I was consistently just praying, and sent the word to the church to pray. And they said they didn't know how he would come out of this because the seizures were just too grand. But I believe God. And I kept decreeing life over him. And God just, he turned it around. His body, because he had seized so much, it took him a while. Well, not really a while. It took a few days for his mobility and his legs to be back normal, and God just showed up and showed out. And then 17 years later, last year in March, we were in a similar situation, but it was worse. They told me that they had to intubate him because they didn't know if he would breathe on his own, and they would not let me in the room. Actually, they didn't tell me the full extent of some of it to after the fact. But he almost didn't make it, but God. And can you share a little bit about your experience as you were going through, just as you were out and as you were in the induced coma, and how God brought you out of that?
Sure. Also, I want to say welcome, Sister Wilson. Welcome, Pastor Hill. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Daphne. Amen. Sister Shawana, thank you so much for joining. So as my wife was saying, that back in March of last year, I had a real bad seizure again, 17 and a half years later. I had a real bad seizure, but we're going to fast forward. as I were, and I didn't know that I was out. All I know was, I don't know what I knew, to tell you the truth. But I'm going to say, as she said, as I was out, the Lord took me to, the Bible says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. And so the Lord allowed me to go to the Father's house. And when I went to the Father's house, he permitted me to go to different mansions.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was going to these different mansions, he gave me a key. And I don't have the key with me. Well, I have a replica, as you can say, of a key. But he said, I'm giving you full access to the warehouse of heaven. He said, because the people really need what I have in this place. Okay? And so as he was showing me different body parts and the different things that was in this different warehouse, he said, I'm ready to empty out the warehouse in heaven. And he said, you are going to be one of the ones that I'm going to allow and grant access. So as you are praying for the sick, as you're praying for people needs, he said, you will be one of the ones that will be granted access at the Bohoshaya, that you'll be able to be have access to this warehouse, that I will be able to empty out this warehouse for the people needs. And I was like, Lord, I'm not worthy, Father, of this. He said, well, I can trust you. This is why I'm giving you the key of access. He said, many don't have this key, but he said, because of your faith and because of the love and the compassion that you have for the people, you will be able to have access to this, and you will be able to see miracles, signs, and wonders be produced through your faith. I said, okay, God. And so just that conversation and just being there in that place that I was in, I know many people say, well, how did it feel? I don't even know how it felt. All I know was what I saw, and I was there. So listen, I'm telling you right now, those of you that are watching us, if you need a miracle, you need God to do something for you, and I'm just giving this brief testimony right now. Call us at 563-9999-3060. We want to pray for you because there's miracles still happening.
Yes, Lord.
And you at the right place at the right time. You are at the prophet's table. And I'm telling you, miracles, signs, and wonders are produced from the prophet's table. No matter what you're going through, you may not need a miracle, but you need a healing. You may need a healing in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You listen, you may need a healing in your marriage. You may need healing in your family. God is well able to do what he said he was going to do. Don't forget the prophecy. Don't forget the words that was spoken over your life from an early age. Don't forget about the words that were spoken over your life just last month, just for a few seconds ago. Listen, God, if God said it, so shall it be. It will be established unto what he said. But it's up to you to hold on.
And believe.
And believe.
Yeah.
The enemy wants to destroy your family. The enemy wants to put a wedge in between your family, but not so. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. You've got to believe God, that God is well able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all you can ask or think. And I'm telling you, I am a conduit. I am one of the ones that have access to the warehouse, to the Father's house.
Yes, Lord.
And I want to let you know right now, the warehouses are open.
Yes.
The Lord knows what you need. He knows what you need. He knows what you need. You don't have to be embarrassed. All you got to do is call in, state your first name, or just call in. And when you call in, you don't want to say what you want the Lord to do, just say you want general prayer, and we will pray for you. If you want to put it in the comment section, you can put it in the comment section. But God himself wants to see about you. I'm just believing God that soon and very soon that we're going to do a Miracle Signs and Wonders Summit. And what I mean by summit, that means the ones that come, the Holy Ghost has summons you to be in a place where nothing but prayer, nothing but miracles, signs and wonders are going to take place. As soon as you pull up on the ground, the parking lot, we're going to have people outside praying on the ground before you come in. I'm sensing this in the spirit right now. I'm hearing what the Lord is telling me. I know we just took another shift in the atmosphere, but
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I speak to that woman right now. That head is bowed down. That's weary right now. That you can't see your way out and you don't know which way to go. But I'm speaking to you by the Holy Ghost that you cannot give up in this hour. You cannot give up in this season. You cannot throw in the towel. The Lord loves you and he wants you totally. Man, you cannot throw in the towel. Listen, your family is not going under, but y'all going over. We prophesy and we speak to the winds now. And we command the wind to carry your healing. And we command the wind to carry your wholeness to you now. Y'all grab it.
Thank you, Chief. Yeah, the
Bohoshaya. But this is going to be an hour that the people are going to be gathered. It's going to be an hour where the people are going to come and get healed and get delivered.
Yes, Lord.
That we're going to have true men and women of God to operate in the true raw power of God. We're going to lay hands on you and we're going to believe God. It's a difference between laying hands in the spirit than laying hands physically. I know the Bible says that he sent his word and his word healed and his word delivered. God is up to something great.
Yes.
Hey.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He's sweeping all over this land, all over this country. Don't you sleep on what God is doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's time for you to wake up and arise and give him some glory.
Hallelujah. And right now, we are waiting to intercede on your behalf. And we need for you to believe. And your first step to believing is that is show an act of faith. And dial 563-999-3060. And let us agree with you. Hallelujah. God is up to something. He's waiting for you to believe. He's waiting for you to receive his love and his healing power. And some of you will receive instantaneous miracles. Some of you will see a sign of improvement. You're going to, all miracles doesn't happen instantaneously. Some, it will be a process. And even as you're obedient, God is going to give you instruction as you're obedient. It's some things that go on in our bodies that we actually contribute to. We don't take as good of care of ourselves as we should. Sometimes we're eating the wrong things. Sometimes we're drinking the wrong things. The doctor has already told you that those things are going to be counterproductive to your healing and your health. But because of that desire, craving for that more than craving for your healing, then you choose one over the other, and we suffer. And then we're taking one medication and that has side effects. And then you might have to take another medication for the side effects that gives. We can be inundated with prescriptions. And I'm not saying don't go to the doctor, because we should. God has given the doctors insight that you may not have. I'm saying we should do the possible. We should do those things that are going to improve our health, and we should be obedient to the things that's going to improve our health, and not just think that our answer is in a prescription or in a bottle. Because God is a healer, and He wants to heal us. He wants to take us from faith to faith and glory to glory. He gave us the power to get wealth, not only financial wealth, but wealth in our health, wealth in every aspect of our lives. Some of you need to be healed. Your heart is hurting, and you need to be healed of that pain that has been inflicted on you by another. It could have been an act or a deed perpetrated on you, and you are just so wounded till you almost are paralyzed. Your mobility is limited. Some of you are just, you've shut down, and it is affecting your health because you've shut down. You've pushed people away because you don't want to be hurt like that again. But God comes to heal if you would just allow Him to heal you, if you would just surrender, if you would just reject your will and submit to His. He wants to heal. He wants to deliver. He wants to give you that miracle that you need today. So receive it. It's a gift waiting to be opened. He wants you to open up that gift.
Hallelujah. Let's look at Ephesians 3:17-9. I'm coming from the NIV. And it says, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge,
yes,
that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Listen, the Father's arms are wrapped around you now. And some of you just need to do an act of faith and just take your arms around yourself and squeeze yourself and say, Father, I thank you for your love. Some of you, I need to type it in the comment sections. Father, I thank you for your love. Because it's your love that's healing me. It's your love that's washing me. It's your love that's making me whole. It's your love, because I've been hurt for so long, and I'm taking this hurt, and I'm pushing away my children. I'm pushing away my family. I'm pushing away because I'm hurt. There's no one trying to hurt you. There's no one trying to take anything from you. The only thing the Lord is trying to do through the people that really loves you is to love you.
Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I want to let you know that miracle signs and wonders is here right now.
Yes.
Why? Because you believe. Why? Because you are in need of the Father's love.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
He's healing somebody now from a bad separation. You walk around with a smile on your face like everything is good and everything is okay, but deep down inside, your heart is aching. He's healing you now. There's somebody that's watching us right now.
Yes, Lord.
You are paralyzed on your left side, and the Lord say mobility is coming to you now. I hear the Lord. There's someone that has been having some type of throat issues, like the sinuses or something been draining in your throat and it's been causing some type of infection. I see infection trying to settle in your throat. And the Lord say, be healed and be made whole right now. Somebody is blind and guess what? Your eyes is opening up now. Ears are popping open right now.
Yes,
swelling in the legs are going down right now. Inflammation is going down right now. Anxiety is being disappeared right now.
Yes, Lord.
Infirmities are going now. Come on. The love of the Father is loving on you now. The love of the Father is casting out these issues now. The love of the Father, the love of the Father. Somebody's hand. This is what I see. I see arthritis all through the body. And the Lord say, he's healing your hands right now. He's healing your body right now for rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes. Carpal tunnel.
Carpal tunnel, be healed. If you got, go ahead.
Hallelujah. Some of you have been restricted with carpal tunnel, and God wants to heal that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Also, there's someone with pain in your back. It's overwhelming. The pain in your back is overwhelming right now, but God is healing you now. Right now, in the name, in the name of Jesus. Do what you couldn't do before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And even as we're calling these issues out and God is healing you, let us know. Let us know. Testify. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Somebody needs to hear your story. Somebody needs to hear that you were healed. And that's going to increase and ignite their faith. Because if God did it for them, if God did it for you, he can do it for them. Hallelujah.
The glory zone is open right now. We're now in the glory zone. The word of knowledge is coming forth right now.
Hallelujah.
Grab hold to what you need the Lord to do. Even if we don't call out your issue, it doesn't mean that the Lord doesn't know. Sometimes he wants you to confess that your big toe is being healed. Sometimes he wants you to confess that your eyes are being healed. Somebody right now has been healed from sugar diabetes right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody right now has been healed because the swelling in their leg, the swelling that's in their feet right now. I speak right now. Be thou made whole right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I speak to Robert right now, and I command Robert's body to line up with the word of God.
Yes.
You should live and not die. You should declare the works of the Lord. I speak to your body right now. Every part of your being, Robert, I speak to your body right now. And I command you now by the power of Yahshua, Yahmashiach, Jesus Christ, be thou made whole. Swelling go down. Eyes line up with the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The double Hoshandai. Martha, I command you now to be healed now. Even in your stomach area, I command you to be healed now.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody dealing with some stomach issues, and I command you now to be thou made whole right now. I see somebody's hair been breaking off, and I hear the Lord say right now, he's healing the breakage of your hair. I hear the Lord. Come on. Come on. Grab hold to it right now.
Hallelujah. Pancreatic cancer. Yes. Is being healed right now. Irabaso rabasa. In the name of Jesus.
Someone been in an accident, yet to be whole shot. Somebody was in an accident, and it caused those discs to be out of alignment. And I hear the cracking. I hear the breaking right now. I hear the readjustment happening right now in your back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bones are being put together back together again. Somebody's wrist was broken. And the Lord say, the Mahoshanda, he's putting your wrist back together. The elbow, the somebody's shoulder have been out of joint. And if you could just move your shoulder right now, come on, if you just move your shoulder right now, the Lord is doing it right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Somebody's side, it's like that muscle in your side was pulled because you try to put up something or pull down something, and you stretch that muscle. And the Lord say he's causing that muscle to come down because it's been inflamed. Come on. Somebody's being delivered right now for smoking cigarettes. You are being delivered from smoking cigarettes. That nicotine spirit is not going to chase you any longer. That taste and the desire is being taken out of you right now.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Drug addictions now.
Yes.
Alcoholism now. Come on. You're being healed and you're being delivered from it now. The taste, the desire, the want of it. It's being healed now.
And someone is being healed from the desire, the overwhelming desire to watch pornography. It has consumed you. It has consumed you, and it's ruining relationships. So we are decreeing and declaring your deliverance from pornography. Right now, in the name of Jesus, be made whole in the name of Jesus and walk in your deliverance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even in the marriage, there's some thing. We know the Bible said that the bed is sanctified and is undefiled, but there's some things that just should not be going on, and you really don't want to do it. But you trying to be the one that please that spouse, and the Lord say, listen, you don't have to be subjected to that. You have to be subject to that. I know this may sound strange, but I'm telling you what I hear the Lord is simply saying today. You don't need no whips and chains and all that. You don't need no leather mask and all that. I know it. But you're going into another area of a demonic realm that you should not be going into. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Your inner man, somebody's inner man is being healed now. Somebody's being set free from the sting of trauma or molestation.
Yes, Lord.
To the whole Shandai. The bad memory, the bad trauma. The Lord is healing you and making you whole right now. The Lord said, I've called you to be an advocate for such time as this.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody's being delivered from a battered relationship.
Yes, Lord.
Verbal abuse, be healed now.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Jesus.
Somebody touch my hand now.
Hallelujah.
Touch my hands now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything about you is changing. Everything about you is changing. I release the blue fire, the fire of purification, the fire of holiness, the fire of healing, the fire of righteousness come now. Be healed, behold. May the fire burn, may the fire burn, may the fire burn, may the fire burn to Bohoshanda, Roko Baba Baba Banda Bohoshete. Be healed now, be healed now, be healed now. Eh, Yababa Banda Bohoshaya. Rebe Shikada da Bohoshaya.
Hallelujah.
in the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
For he is a strong tower.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. And the righteous run in and they are saved.
Yes, Lord.
Let him do it. Come on, he's working on you now. He's working on you now. He's working on you now. Tobohoshaya. He's working on you now. Don't give up. There's a doctor. There's a doctor. There's a doctor. There's a doctor. Tobohoshanda. That want more of God. You really want to know the chief physician. And the Lord say, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. You want to pray with your patients, but you don't know how to really do it because of the guidelines and the different things that you're worrying about. But the Lord said, I'm training you up for such a time as this, said the Lord. There's a nurse. There's a nurse. There's a nurse. The Lord said, I have put miracles, signs, and wonders in your hands. You will bring to Behoshata. You will begin to produce. You will be able to produce. You will be able to produce. I'm giving you the key of access. There are people who work in the hospital that cleans up the room, and as you're working, I see you praying and you just asking God to do a new thing in this person's body. And the Lord said he is hearing your prayers as you are cleaning up the patient's rooms. Wow.
There's mothers in the NICU right now. You've been told that your babies may not live. And you've been praying over those babies. And your heart is hurting. You don't want to lose your baby. God hears your cry. And we send the word of healing. We send the word of miracles. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your glory fall now, God. Hallelujah. Let it be a sign to those that don't believe, God. Let it be a sign that you still do work miracles. Even that the doctor said they're not going to make it. Even as family members are around, they're preparing for a funeral. God, let that mother, the anointing of prayer that you placed in her life, let that belief, let that faith be enough for the miracle, God. In the name of Jesus. We're praying for people that have been affected with COVID. You've been even placed on, you've been intubated. And those around you have given up. But we are decreeing miracles to be released in the atmosphere. We speak life. And we are decreeing and declaring that you will breathe on your own. That infection, that it will not be able to, the pneumonia will not be able to reside. We call forth miracles in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Listen.
Rabba.
God is doing something. God is doing something on this Sabbath day.
Rabba.
Hiya. Lift your hands now. Lift your hands now. Right where you at, lift them up, lift them up, lift them up, lift them up. There's a wave that's getting ready to hit in the next few minutes. There's a wave that's getting ready to hit. Come on, lift them up, lift them up. I feel it. I feel the wave. I feel the wave. Robo shakata babanda bahu shata. Ho shata babamanda bahu. Rebe shakata babu shata. Ho, 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 ra, pa, ka, ta, 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 pa. Right there. Whoa, shit, Mando. Right there. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Fire. Blue fire. Burn, 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 burn. Shot. Ru, Reke, Raka, 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 Raka my soul, Raka my soul, Raka my soul. Jesus' name. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we give you glory and we give you praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen. Hallelujah. We are just out of time, but we're not out of word. Inbox us. Share with us what the Lord has done. If you want to sow into this ministry, please take the time. Listen. It costs us to be in the studios, and whatever you share will go directly to the fund of us being here in the studios. Please share $5, $10, $15, $20, $50, $100, $1,000, $2,000, whatever it is. Listen, I'm telling you, we need for you to share. We're not begging. We're just asking you. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, please take time and share. The Cash App is $ Prophet Russell Taylor. And we will be able to pay our studio fees, amen, for us to go more abroad, amen. Listen, we love you. We thank God for you. I am Prophet Russell Taylor, the son of Blue Fire. My lovely wife, amen, Pastor Sheila Taylor, amen. The voice of intercession. We are here. Inbox us. Let us know if we've been a blessing. If you have testimonies, please post your testimonies. Something great is getting ready to happen. We don't know when we're going to do this Blue Fire Summit, but I'm telling you, it's going to be a Blue Fire Summit with miracle signs and wonders taking place, and we want you to be involved with it. We want you to come. We're going to give you ample time. Those of you that are going to be traveling from out of the state of Florida, coming in or what have you, we want to give you time to do this. So we want to set this up properly and give you time to come and visit us. Some of you all have been following us for a long time, and we never met you face-to-face, amen, but we are here for you, amen. So we're going to take us time to set it up, but we're going to do it real, real soon, amen. So we love you. We're going to have some commercials, amen. Those of you that's in the Jacksonville area, tomorrow here at the hospital church, amen, you will see a flyer about this, amen. My wife, Pastor Sheila Taylor, the voice of intercession, and our doctor, Lady Pastor Vicky, will be here also speaking. These two dynamic duos will be speaking and bringing the bread of life, breaking the word of healing to you on tomorrow. Service starts at 11:30. Amen. At 11:30, the praise and worship team will be up. It's going to be a high time. I'm telling you, come, stop by. If you're not able to stop by, tune in to the hospital page. Amen. The Prophet's Table page, the Prophet's Cave page, everything will be on there. They're going to fly you right there. Amen. So 11:30, May the 24th, 2020. Amen. It's called Woman of Power. The Woman of Power. Women, is the Women of Power?
Women of
Power. Excuse me. Women of Power. Yeah. Excuse me. Women of Power. So women, come out. Come and get your healing. Come and get transformed. It's not just for women, but these are the women speakers. But they got a word for everybody. And I'm telling you, I cannot wait to hear Dr. Vicky. I cannot wait to hear Pastor Sheila. And it's going to be a powerful time in the Lord. Amen. And I will post that on all of our social media outlets that you will have proper and ample time to tune in and be here with us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So now tune in. Amen. To our announcement. So thank you again for joining us
so
at
much.
The table.